I'm Mike Schuster. This is Day to Day.
Please don't speak another truth out loud. Whatever else you do, I only want you to keep me lost in your cloud. I'll do the same for you.
You're listening to singer-songwriter Joe Henry from his new recording called Tiny Voices. I'm joined by our music critic, Christian Bordahl, who is here to tell us more. Christian, Joe Henry's no newcomer. This is his ninth album.
That's right. He's been a musical traveler for some time, Joe Henry, and he's traveled all over the pop music map. His first record came out in 1986 without a lot of fanfare. I first became acquainted with Joe's music in the early 90s, at which point he'd shifted from a kind of singer-songwriter folk rock to an alt-country sound. In fact, he was using the Jayhawks as his backing band. From there, he moved on to make a record called Trampoline, on which he played with a harder rock sound and samples and loops. And after that, he did a more atmospheric album produced with T-Bone Burnett and Daniel Lanois. And now on his last two records, he's been reaching out to jazz and lounge and soul and a kind of Tom Waits carnival noise. Jazz saxophonist Ornette Coleman and pianist Brad Meldow appeared on his last record called Scar. And now on this latest, he's continuing to use jazz influences with clarinetist Don Byron and trumpet player Ron Miles.
No need now to tempt me with surrender.
That's Joe Henry from his CD Tiny Voices. The song is called Sold. Doesn't fit easily into any single category, does it?
No. You know, I enjoy a lot of things about this record, and the unclassifiability of it is one of the things that I appreciate. I also love Joe's arrangements and production. The twirling, slightly crazed voices of the clarinet and trumpet and guitar and keyboard parts, and the thoughtful way that they've mic'd and presented in the mix, like that ugly, bald, in the middle of an empty room sound of the bass clarinet that you were just listening to.
You've talked a lot about the music. How do the lyrics strike you?
The lyrics are really well written. They're very clever. They're also very oblique. They don't give you really a story to hold on to or a substantial emotion that you want. And I think that's also, in a way, true of Joe's vocal. It has a sort of withholding quality to it. He has a way of compressing, so squeezing down on his voice, like he doesn't really want to let it all out, doesn't want to reveal too much. And it sort of leaves me wondering, who is Joe Henry? You know, what does he care about? What's he trying to tell me?
Bit of a mystery, huh? The CD is Tiny Voices by Joe Henry. Christian Bordahl is our music critic. Thanks for being with us, Christian.
It's my pleasure.